This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Yesterday, we were casually browsing through the list that has been ordered by the Department of Sport, Art and Culture Minister, Gaitin McKenzie, and one bite, and then we saw James Shkwambane in brackets, Capricorn FM. And joining us on the line is Managing Director at Capricorn FM, Mr. James Shkwambane. That conversation kicks off up next. Managing Director at Capricorn FM, Mr. James Shkwambane, is joining us on the line for this conversation. Shewani, Absheni, Amamkela, Tatana, Minjanina.
Hey, Kamsarampo, good morning. Ikonam jani.
Naina ifukile, can see le man. Perhaps let's get two things out of the way. I mean, firstly, are you aware that your name appears on the list released by the department?
So you probably went through the list and you stopped somewhere and said, yay! Yeah, kuna makala. Well, thank you so much. I wouldn't say I knew, and I wouldn't say I didn't know either. My understanding is that these are public funds. And once you become a beneficiary of an initiative like this, where public funds are being used, there is nothing wrong with your name being made public as a beneficiary. But I think when the minister announced that he would want that name, I mean, the list to be made public, because we benefited as a station, I think I expected that our name would appear there as a business, because indeed we benefited as a station. But remember, this is not a loan, but a grant funding, which is made through public funds. So, yeah, I would say I expected it. The moment the minister announced, I thought, yes, Capricorn FM's name will appear, because indeed we did a benefit from that relief fund.
Yeah, there seems to be confusion amongst a lot of people that appear on that list. Some artists have taken to social media to defend themselves, you know. So the mixed reaction tells us that there might be a very blurry understanding of what the cynosure of this list was. What was your understanding hearing that there will be a list of this nature that will be released to the public?
My understanding is that, like I said, that I mean, these are public funds. All of us who benefited are benefiting through taxpayers' money. I don't think there's any need for anyone to try and defend yourself, because you got funded. And the question is, once you received that funding, did you use the money for what it was intended for? If you use the money for what it was intended for, then there is no need to even try and defend yourself. My understanding is that this is not an investigation, but from where I'm sitting now, I don't know why the minister even wanted the list to appear on the list, I mean, to be made public 4 years later. But if you were granted and the money was used for what it was applied for, I don't think we should even try to defend ourselves, because there is a process that was followed until a point where we received communication from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture to say, you have been funded. We're given a template to explain every cost. Even after, it's a lengthy process. It's a very tight process, because after everything, you must still report back. There's a template that we're given to a point where they even request your proof of payment for every cost incurred for that particular project. So there's no need to even try to defend ourselves. We received the funding, and that funding was used for what it was intended for.
And also, do you have any idea how the money allocation was determined by the department? Because we see that most artists, for example, got, you know, 10,000 to around 20,000 rand just for educational purposes, from what you understand.
I wouldn't know, because that is, I guess it will be their own, they made their own determination, because that is their own internal process. But what I remember browsing through the internet, and I saw call for funding. And as a station, I thought there's an aperture here for us to apply for funding. And my expectation at that time in Poza was that we are probably going to receive a lot of millions. And you know, when they responded to say you are getting 53,000 rand, but show us how you're going to allocate the money. Remember that time we still had that Friday Alive mix. And the strategy that we needed to come up with was to do the live streaming. actually our artists are the ones that benefited. Complexion is one of those artists who benefited through the station.
You don't say.
I think on the list of our station, DJ Combs was there, King Bash was there, our former presenter Helen Fiabu was there, we had G Scorch, we had DJ Inclan and others. These are the names that I remember. But they received the money from the station, and after the whole thing, they said, us, you need to report, you need to show us how these people were paid. But it was not only that, the production as well, because we needed to go to get a professional production company to work on that entire production. So the entire 63,000 was given to artists and the production company. We could not even, because we felt like the funding was too little, we could not even allocate anything on air. Because when you run a campaign like that, there is some airtime that you are using. We could not even allocate anything on air. So we didn't know how they made that determination. But when you look at that whole list, because it's very long, I think they wanted a lot of people to benefit out of it.
No, thank you for coming through and sharing that information and just bringing clarity to those that might have had questions when they noticed our company on the list. That was the managing director for Capricorn FM, Mr. James Shkwambana.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.